I'm a walking by his alarm. A sense of dread fills my very being. Before I know it, he's up, dragging me off the floor by the scruff of my neck, forcing me up until I'm at my full height. He quickly draws a thick leather collar around my neck and pulls it tight, choking me. Throughout the day, indignities are heaped upon me. I am his slave. I go wherever he goes, forced to carry his belongings. He sits on me, forcing my face into the dirt and the grime. He smears his filthy, greasy, sweaty hands all over me like some vile pervert. Yet I know this, for me, will be the easy part. Far worse is yet to come. By evening, I'm filthy. He decides that I must be cleansed. I, along with his other victims, are herded into a metal chamber, which fills with water. We are battered about, bruised and virtually drowned for what seems like an eternity. Eventually, it finishes, and we are hauled out, feeling nauseous and disorientated. The sense of relief is momentary as we're dragged outside, soaking wet into the night air, and hung upside down like prisoners in a medieval dungeon. I awake to find myself on a torturer's slab, my body stretched to breaking point across its surface. I know what's coming, and I try to prepare myself. He stands over me, holding me down, his face racked with concentration. He slowly brings the searingly hot metal downwards towards me. As it hits the damp surface of my skin, there is a terrible hissing sound, and steam billows up round the metal and rises to his face. I scream uncontrollably. He continues, unflinchingly dragging this red-hot metal across my flesh until my whole body has been burnt. Listening to this, you may wonder, how can I endure such agony and torture? Well, it's simple, really. A single thought sustains me, which is, at least I'm not a sock.